This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for the gold medals you've bestowed on us. You're trusting that radio locked in on the legendary 550 K-Fire or AM 1100 The Flag or 1090 KTGO booming to the Bakken or KLTC on the Western Edge, 1460 on your radio dial. We appreciate you very much. Don't forget the iHeartMedia app's a great way to take us wherever you are. Just bring us along. Bring us along. Love to have you tuning into the program. What's on your mind today? It's Frank Friday, and that simply means we wanted to come up with an excuse to have Frank Sinatra bumper music. So we said, hey, it's Friday. How about Frank Friday? That's really the reason. And we love that idea so bad we're blowing it up because it's now the Winter Olympics, so we have Olympic Frank Friday music going on today. Anyway, but Frank Friday's really about just having a frank conversation about the issues of the day, things we need to talk about. So let's do that, shall we? At 800-228-0550. Jerry and Moorhead's waiting to lay on a Frank Friday comment on us here. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was listening to the show, and you were talking about your representatives not wanting to come on the air. And, of course, like many Americans, I don't always listen to the same station. You know, you might be listening to a ball game on another station, get in your car later, and it's like, oh, this, I don't want to listen to this garbage. But, you know, I was one of those times where I got in the car and listening to another program, and Heidi was on there. So, of course, I called in, and I'm sure, like, sometimes you have a caller you might have to push the seven-second button for, so... It seems like when I asked her the tough questions, I got cut off right away. She just doesn't want to seem to answer the tough questions.
Yeah, that's interesting. For one, when she is on the program, I believe you're referring to, of which there is some, family relationship with the person asking the questions, which just causes
I don't even know what channel he's on, so I don't listen to him either.
Oh, okay. It wasn't that.
No, it wasn't her brother. But it was another program. But there's only two channels I have on AM that are on program.
Was it a really angry newspaper columnist that once in a while goes on the radio?
Well, he's a news columnist, but he doesn't always know what he's talking about. But.
Yeah, I got it. That's another
I'm not going to advertise his program, so.
No, we appreciate that. I hear what you're talking about, and you're right.
I've called into your program when Hovind has been on, and even if I don't agree with what he's saying, he'll take the time to explain his position on it.
Yeah, and let me just talk about this for a second, Jerry. So what you're talking about? First of all, the reason that Senator Heitkamp does not come on the program is she was on when I first was lucky enough to be entrusted with the. With the ability to be having the radio program on K-Fire. I ran into her shortly after down in Frisco, Texas, and I said, you know, why wouldn't you want to come on the most listened to radio station in the state? Why wouldn't you want to participate in that? And she said, is my communication shop giving you a bad time? She said, here's my cell phone number. You call me, and I'll come on. All right, she did. One, two, maybe three times. But every time she came on, you have to understand, the second I said Senator Heidi Heitkamp's on the program, the phones lit up, and 9 out of 10 callers didn't agree with her and took her to task on things, and things you'd expect them to, like on the pro-life issue. And this woman, she is as radical as you can get for Planned Parenthood. She, I mean, and that is at odds with North Dakota, one issue, right? I mean, I go right down the list. And you look at Dapple. I think the last time she was on was in the middle of Dapple, and she was dancing something fierce there. Now, if you called Jerry in the middle of that, and you said, Senator Heitkamp, I disagree with you on your vote about such and such, okay? And then you asked a follow-up and everything. I would let you go as long as, you know, you felt you got the questions answered. Now, if you said, you wretched this, or you, you know, you'd be gone too. So what I'm saying is
I've never been belligerent or anything like that. So.
Yeah, but if you're asking questions and they just have the ones she doesn't like, and then you go away, that's why she's doing the program with the angry columnist. Right. I mean, that's why she's doing, because she knows she can go on there. She'll be protected, which is a disservice to his listeners, a disservice to her constituents. And it's fraudulent. And as I said in last hour, I don't know why that isn't a story. I don't know why that she is ignoring the largest audience because she knows she'd be exposed as being out of step badly with the voters of North Dakota. That reason alone for her to diss you is the reason she should not be elected, that she should not get your vote. These are games.
Well, she doesn't, because I live in Minnesota.
Yeah.
So what happens nationally affects Minnesota just as much as it does North Dakota. So.
Sure. Jerry, appreciate sharing a little story with
you.
Sir. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Chuck in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great today, Chuck. Good. How are you doing?
Good. Kind of cold out. It would be nice, though, to get John Holden to do an answer or question and answer with us. I don't think he seems like he's part of the swamp. And, you know, and Heidi Heitkamp, she seems like she's a radical swamp. I mean, the only one that really does his fair shake and he always takes our questions and if he doesn't like her or not, he still does is Kevin Cramer. We need really a Kevin Cramer to step up the plate to come take Heidi Heitkamp on.
Well, you and Donald Trump keep working on that because, you know, that's that's something that the president has continued to try and course.
But he's not.
He's kind of said that he's not interested in that spot. But just on the talk radio side, first of all, I don't think there's an equal anywhere in the country to Congressman Kevin Cramer when it comes to access to constituents. Okay.
Yep.
And I think we've proven that here with an hour every week. If anybody who has a question, the only reason you would not get a question is we just run out of time. I mean, literally, the calls, the texts, we take as many as we can every week. A lot of times people sort of wait for Kevin to kind of talk about whatever is news and start cranking up the calls, you know, 20, 30 minutes into the program. Sometimes it starts right away. But my point is he's here once a week, so take advantage of it. I don't think it's possible to hold everybody else to that standard, but everybody else can get close. I'll tell you this about Senator Holden. He's never told us no. Never. Every time
so
we've
why
asked,
he
ask, he's come on.
Why can't we ask him questions?
You can't ask him questions. He takes questions. I mean, like I said today, nobody was waiting to ask him questions. I mean, I think he was asking all the questions that I had and you had and a lot of us had about this budget deal. So that's not unusual. In this case, I sort of took about, you know, as I said, 20, 30 texts and comments that had come in overnight from people mad about the bill and asked him to answer it. So he answered questions that people have been asking all day since his budget bill passed. He was only on one segment because he had to catch a plane. We added him very late. You know, the bill passed last night, so we asked him to come on this morning. He agrees to come on, squeezes it in literally on his way to the airport. So I don't think you can't hold it today, you know, against him for not staying on longer. But he stays on when we ask. You know, he's good about that.
But you guys are the only radio station in the Midwest that actually gives everybody a fair shake. I love your radio station.
Well, that's very kind of you. Appreciate it very much. We try hard at that because when we literally are fortunate enough to have access to these newsmakers, and for me to just ask them questions is, you know, sort of how everybody else does it. So I there's not an hour in the day that I don't get feedback from this audience, mostly by text, a lot of times by, you know, voicemails, and certainly on social media as well. So keep it coming. We're here for you. I appreciate the compliments, Chuck. Anything else you want to say?
Nope, keep up the good work, and hopefully get some warm weather.
That'd be good. I'm all for warm weather. My gosh. Mike in Perm, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. You know, I'm with our president and Senator Holden as far as the military goes. I had a chance to see what the Chinese Navy, Surface Navy, looks like. Their cruisers look strikingly like our Aegis-class cruisers. And right now, the Red Chinese Navy and surface vessels is the number one most powerful navy in the world. We are number three. Number two is North Korea. I find that unacceptable. I really do. And, if you like a little bit of history, my son-in-law is a contractor, and they were doing an old house, and I found a copy of the Willetson Herald. Friday, October 23rd, 1963, the FBI clears Walter W. Jenkins on U.S. security matters. He was Lyndon Johnson's top aide for 25 years. How about that one?
That's a good story, Mike. Appreciate that. Thank you very much. And I think the military and how they had been treated through the budget process. Again, I said earlier, General Mattis called the Budget Control Act the enemy. That's how bad it was. That trumps all. No pun intended in this last budget vote. I really believe it does. Call us 800-228-0550. More coming up.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
Hi, I'm Mike Langseth, North Dakota Soybean Council Director and farmer from Barney. I encourage every North Dakota soybean producer to respond to the 2017 Census of Agriculture. Collected every 5 years, this census is the only source of comprehensive and impartial agricultural data for every county in the nation. Those who serve farmers, ranchers, and rural communities, including researchers, agribusinesses, extension educators, and others, rely upon the results. So whether you're rural or urban, working thousands of acres or just a few plots, your information matters. Remember, the Census of Agriculture is your voice, your future, and your opportunity. So please be sure to respond when you receive your census later this year. To learn more about the 2017 Census of Agriculture, visit www.agcensus.usda.gov.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If that music doesn't inspire you to be an Olympic-like caller, I don't know what would. We're looking for a gold medal caller today, ladies and gentlemen, to celebrate. We do that regularly for our friends at Delta Constructors, and if you're in the oil field and you're looking for some folks that can, take on any problem, That's what I love about my friends at Delta. Whatever it is, I shouldn't even call it a problem because, you know, impossible is just sort of their, you know, that's sort of like having a cup of coffee in the morning. Okay, what's impossible today? Let's go to work. Let's get it done. And turnkey solutions that come out of that are phenomenal. DeltaConstructors.net is the website if you want to find out more of what I'm talking about. Or call them at 406-250-8151. They help us celebrate our callers. One call does it all. Whatever ails you, ladies and gentlemen, whatever you need to get off your chest on a Frank Friday, one call, 800-228-0550, gets it done. Just like one call does it all to Delta Constructors, online at deltaconstructors.net. All right, it's been a busy week for many of us. So busy when we were at the K-Fire Agri International. CJ from Dak Diesel had a booth. He couldn't even be at his booth. We had to be his booth for crying out loud because he was back working away at the shop, making sure those jobs get done. What's on the platter today? What are you working on, CJ?
Well, I got a 2014 Dodge here. It's got almost 220,000 miles on it. It's getting the new turbocharger put on it. It's one of these things that the turbocharger actuator went out, and it was so expensive to get a new one for just a couple hundred dollars more. I could get an upgraded turbo for it where it's going to push more air. As a result, the engine's going to breathe easier and also run cooler. So it's one of those things that not only am I upgrading the engine for the guy, or, you know, but I'm also... It's also one of these things that's going to last longer and for a little, and it's only for a little, a couple hundred dollars more, you know. And when you're looking at, you know, $2,700 versus $2,400, it's really not that big of a deal. And you got a new turbocharger and all that. But we got Duramaxes that are rolling out. I got another one sitting outside running that's coming in. I got a Power Stroke that's going to roll out this afternoon. So, you know, whatever your case is on the small trucks, I am here to fix them. So,
right.
And,
simple as a call. DakDiesel.com to find out more. What's the best number to reach you at today?
You can call me at 701-258-5011, which is my office, or you can call me on my cell. And don't feel bad, you know, if it's like 6 o'clock or 6:30, but call me on my cell at 701-210-0888.
There's service for you, folks. Thanks, CJ. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, Scott.
800-228-0550. Back to the calls. Elias in Detroit Lakes, you're up.
Yesterday I hate to admit, but I got kind of bored with giving hard things. I was skipping on the radio, and I found myself on this liberal station. And this guy was hair on fire, going crazy over Doug Burleson going to Super Bowl and how improper it was.
Hey, Elias, so just adjust your phone. Can you adjust your phone just a little bit for me? I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Oh, yeah.
Are you on hands-free or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, come on, hands-free if you can. Now I can hear you.
Okay.
So you heard this guy going crazy about what? Is where I left off with you.
He's going crazy over Doug Burgum going to the Super Bowl as a guest of XL Energy. And, you know, everybody's like, oh, it's so terrible and stuff like that. And it's like, okay, but he paid money, or he's paying the money back. But then liberals don't have a problem with, you know, Hillary Clinton selling off our uranium and selling U.S. military equipment and weapons to ISIS and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, it seems so upside down to me.
Yeah, so, I think that whole issue was manufactured by a Democratic blogger. I'm not going to tell you his name because he'd get more promotion than he ever has from the mention of the name. And then a Republican blogger played a Me Too game. You know, I should one's liberal, one's conservative, generally. The conservative blogger is now an employee of the biggest mainstream media organization in the state, so he has to be careful not to be too conservative blogger. So he kind of once in a while will pick on people to on the conservative side, so he can say, see, newspaper reporters, see, newsroom, I'm one of you. That's sort of the game you play when you're part of an organization like that. Yeah, I've been there, so I know. It's just you got to be careful. So that sort of became a Me Too thing between two bloggers. And then, one of the newspapers also was saying, okay, you're going to the Super Bowl, who's paying for your ticket, whatever. But here's the point. I have this incredible blessing of having a window into the thinking of wonderful people here in the heartland. As I said, no hour passes without comment from somebody by text, email, social media, calls to the show, whatever. And Elias, I'm here to tell you, nobody cared about that. It was a nothing burger of an issue that meant nothing to anybody. It was ginned up by some media. Now, here's my take. I personally don't know why the governor decided to repay XL Energy back, because he didn't do anything wrong in taking the gift from XL Energy. And by the way, he was down there working his butt off on the behalf of North Dakota, doing his job. Trying to get a big, big company to spend more and do more, and they don't do enough in North Dakota, and he's telling them that. I saw Al Carlson yesterday. He said the same thing. He said, XL Energy should be doing more here, and if the governor is there, what do you think he's doing? Advocating for that. So, it was nothing. Absolutely nothing. But it's this snippy little, there's a faction of folks who didn't like Doug Burgum from the beginning. They advocated against him, and they were proven so horribly wrong by the voters that they now are embarrassed and have to kind of work their way back into saying, see? So they pick dumb stuff like this. It's stupid. It's not worth us even spending the time we spent on Elias. That's my take. Anything else you want to add?
The thing with Doug Burgum, it's comparable to somebody getting a seat or a parking ticket and paying the fine. But with the issue of Hillary Clinton, it's like, that seems like treason or everybody on the left seems to be guilty of something that could fall under treason, sedition, or, something like that. And if you look up the penalties for treason and sedition, I think it's like the not more than 5 years in prison and $10,000 fine. Nancy Pelosi said that $1,000 is Trump. So it's like, if you're going to make $100 million selling off U.S. uranium, put $10,000 to somebody like that.
There's a very good point. Let's worry about something that's worth worried about. You need to give your phone back to Neil Armstrong, though, and see if he can't tweak it a little bit, because I'm not sure what was better quality, the line from the moon or our conversation with you today. So it was very challenging. I apologize for that. It's the Neil Armstrong cell phone. It's probably, it's a good deal, wouldn't you say, Todd? Technology from 1969? No, anybody else get that? No, sorry. Am I on an island here? Clint in Bismarck, when we come back on What's on Your Mind, you're next on deck. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Sounds like the Olympics meet Star Wars. I kind of like this. Yeah. It just makes you want to put on the cleats and just go, you know, throw some javelin or something. I don't know.
But it's the Winter Olympics. They don't wear cleats in the snow.
Oh, this is winter, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're even being very specific as to the Olympic music being Winter Olympic music.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, very nice. Yeah, they don't. Ah, that's fun. That's nice. You know, I was in Norway last summer with the great Carol Juven and his team at Juven Tours. And, by the way, the guy's been there over 150 times. If you're ever going to go to Norway, you got to go with Carol Juven. He's just the absolute best. I think he has still some slots available on things that are happening this summer. But anyway, so I'm there with, and we are in Lillehammer. And, of course, Lillehammer, the Olympics were there. I forget what year. 80s, I believe. Maybe 90s. Can't remember. Anyway, ski jumps, of course, are all still there. And we go to the ski jumps and you take a little tram up. And so I go up and I see somebody's actually getting ready to ski. This is the middle of summer. And they have like AstroTurf, and then they shoot water onto the AstroTurf and they go. Anyway, long story short, I had the wonderful pleasure, along with the family, of being like halfway at the ski jump. So you see where they come down and they first come up and off the thing and then land back down. I'm telling you, the talent they have is it's unbelievable. I wouldn't do that for $1 million. If you said, hey, come on, it can't be bad. One time, Scott, $1 million, give it a try. I said, no, thank you very much. I'll be poor. I'm fine poor. I don't mind dying poor. I'm just fine with this. It's okay. Oh, they have talent. You can't even believe the talent they have. So much talent, they may even be able to invent a new cell phone for Elias in Detroit Lakes. I'm hoping so, because he sounded a little like this. I couldn't quite make out what he was saying. Did you listen close? See if this sounded like what we heard. we're just having fun with you, Elias. It's a Frank Friday. We're being frank. You know, buy a new cell phone and call again because you contributed to the program mightily. Before we do anything else, we have a guest coming up to talk about some fun things happening next week in the world of agriculture with the soybeans and corn folks coming together. Todd's going to tell us about the Stem Cell Health Institute, and then I got to chat with Clinton Bismarck, who's been waiting to tell us what's on his mind. Go ahead, Todd.
It's one of those things you used to hear about. You used to have to go out of the country and be able to get stem cell injections and stuff. Well, the Stem Cell Health Institute has come to North Dakota. You're just a short drive from finding out about regenerative medicine. If you've got pain in your lower back, neck, shoulders, or like me, knees, stem cell therapy educational seminars going on in Bismarck, Minot, and Dickinson. You're just a short drive from some cutting-edge information that could really help change the way you live. Go to stemcelltherapyforpain.com, stemcelltherapyforpain.com, or call 1-888 1-888-973-1560, 1-888-973-1560, and get rid of that pain.
I don't want you to sound like that anymore. You sound like you're in pain. Get rid of that pain. Get over there. Clint in Bismarck.
I felt before I got that stuff.
Yeah, I hear you. Hi, Clint. You're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. Before I was going to make a couple comments about Gary Emnett, but before I do, I would like to thank Doug Burgum for being a man of great honor and integrity. And I just wanted to bring that up. I heard that part of that last caller there. Hard to understand what he was saying, but...
No, you're
anyway,
right. You're right to bring that up. Before you get to Gary, though, Clint, I do want to say this about this that whole episode. And honestly, I ignored it because to me, it's you know, the people that were putting it out have an audience about 10% of this audience. And when I'm not hearing about it from you, if you folks call and say, hey, what's going on here? Tell me. Then we'll talk about it. But nobody cared. But you know, here's the deal. Here's what really scares me about it. First of all, it's a swamp thing, okay? And the swamp is part media. And part, you know, just the echo chamber, and you know, the Bismarck has its swamp too. Okay, so that was the genesis of the criticism. You're going to the Super Bowl in XL Energy Suite, and they paid for your ticket. Therefore, you're now a tool of XL Energy. What does that say? It says Doug Burgum is unethical. Doug Burgum doesn't have integrity. Both of which we know not to be true. Second of all, he could go to the Super Bowl on his own, pay for the ticket, have a great time with his wife, and not work. What's he doing? He's working. He's working over XL Energy. And thirdly, and this is the most important part of this whole debate, if I am the next Doug Burgum, by that I mean someone that has not been in politics, that has financial, independence, if you will, doesn't need a job, doesn't need to work, and I'm thinking about public service, this is the kind of stuff that scares people out of public service. This is the swamp's way of getting rid of competition in the future. That's what it is, and that's the chilling part of it. And in that regard, I wish Doug would actually fight a little harder on some of those things. And I think in his case, it's a distraction, get rid of it, whatever, fine. Mark Dayton, by their laws, couldn't take a ticket, so that made the comparison there, and that's just a sort of lazy media thing. Oh, Mark Dayton, he paid for his ticket. Why didn't you pay for your ticket? You know, come on. By that way of thinking, no candidate, no politician, no elected leader should ever take a penny of campaign money, because then you're saying from the campaign donation, I own that guy. It's about integrity. So sorry, I'll get off my soapbox.
No problem. I wanted to just comment on that because I think he's a really is a great man. As far as Gary Emnett goes, I think Gary wants to be careful not to get caught up. Yeah, he's got a good point to keep the conversation on Heidi, but at the same time, I think he'll find that most of us in North Dakota appreciate his bold tweets and saying it just how it is and take lead from our president. You know what? If they want to challenge you on that, I think Heidi Heitkamp might find out that the most of us in North Dakota don't believe in all this global warming hocus pocus.
It's a good point, Clint. I think you're giving Gary good advice. I think, I say the same thing to people say, I like what the president's doing and his policies, but I just don't like those tweets. I'm saying, well, can you get over the tweets because we have $20 trillion in debt? Can you get over tweets because we have a porous border? They're pouring over it until we fix it. What about ISIS? I mean, he just, you know, the president, in my mind, is a New York street fighter who uses social media as a tool and partly a distraction, a useful distraction, so he can
absolutely
be over here getting, yeah.
He's the guy that gets to the theme or the talk of the week. He's the guy that brings the point out. And I like Gary Emnett's response. I read part of it in the paper this morning about bring it on. That's the attitude we need from him, and let her have it. So we'll let it go with that.
Clint, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. That's going to be a fun race. There's two good people in that race. Tom Campbell is rock solid. Gary Emnett is his credentials well known in the Republican Party circles. And I think the bring it on response to this would cause some people to cringe. Like, oh, what are you doing? Oh, my gosh, you can't say that. You can't. And others will see it as good. That's his brand. You know, do it. And voters can sort all that out at the convention or in the primary or whatever. And meanwhile, if I were Heidi Heitkamp, I'd worry because they're getting good at it, right? And this is a process and it takes time. So
I think that's just fine. Competition makes everybody better. All right. Well, there's no more competition between the corn and the soybean teams in North Dakota because they're putting on an expo together. And I think this is kind of fun. Stephanie Sinner is the interim executive director of the North Dakota Soybean Council, here to tell us about something rather unique, as next week the corn and the soybean teams will come together for the Northern Corn Soy, the Northern Corn Soy Expo. How are you, Stephanie?
Doing fine this morning. How are you?
Thanks for joining us, and I we'll give folks a little rundown on the events of next week. This is February 13th, which is Tuesday, 7:30 to 4:30. But let's start on the big picture. How is it that the Team Corn and Team Soybean came together for this one?
Yeah, big picture is really exciting this year. First ever, we're joint one-day event. In the past, it's always been 2 days back-to-back, one day for soybeans, one day for corn. You know, our corn and soybean farmers are a lot of times the same people in the same farming operation. So the thought behind this was, let's join efforts. We know everybody's busy and stressed for time, so let's put it all into one day, get everybody under one roof, and we'll be at the Fargo Dome, so new location as well this year. So we're really excited for quite a few changes.
That's neat, and I applaud you for that. I think so often you just do it how you've done it, right, and kind of a two-day deal. You know, people are busy, you're right. So the idea that you respect the grower's time and say we're going to do this efficiently in one day and do it together, I think a great idea. Really, really think it's wonderful. What are you most excited about in the way of the program lineup?
We've got a great day, great education-filled day. We're going to kick off with Jay Lair in the morning right away, so going to be hearing about looking at the future, talking about some trends and topics that are happening in agriculture. Mike Pearson from Market to Market previously is our MC for the day, and he's our final speaker. But in between all that, we are really excited about the breakout sessions. This is a new feature as well this year. Specific topics on specific issues. Farmers, pick your topic, pick what you need to learn about, go in, take a little time, learn in a small group about what's going on, and take in a few sessions through the day. So we're excited to offer that.
Is there a pre-registration, or how do folks participate, find out more information?
Yeah. If you can pre-register, we'd really appreciate that. It'll help the check-in go a lot smoother in the morning. That's open through the end of today. ndcorn.org or ndsoybean.org. Either one will get you there. If you don't make it through pre-registration today, you can register at the door. We open at 7:30 on Tuesday, February 13th. Come in, sign in, get your name tag, get a hot breakfast, and get ready for a great day. We've also got free parking at the Fargo Dome for the day, so that's an extra plus.
Yeah, you have a few more bucks in your pocket after that because that's one of those things that, I got to pay to park. How does that work?
Nice free parking for the day. Yeah.
Nice treat. And for everybody there, Tuesday, by the way, Jay Lair is going to join us on Wednesday. So after you hear him do the Mega Trends in Agriculture talk, which is 8:30 to 9:45 on Tuesday, then remember you can call him the next day on What's on Your Mind and ask any follow-up questions. He's a scholar and author on 35 different books. Really a great treat there to have him there. So that's fabulous. Anything else you want to tell us, Stephanie?
You know, we still have the trade show as part of the day as well. So that's still going to be in the mix. We're looking forward to seeing everybody. So come on down one day, February 13th, 7:30 kickoff. And we're looking forward to a great day for Corn and Soy Expo.
All right. ndcorn.org or ndsoybeans.org, right?
That's correct.
For your pre-registration, this is Tuesday, 7:30 to 4:30 at the Fargo Dome. Stephanie, thank you.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Stephanie Sinner, Interim Director, Executive Director of the North Dakota Soybean Council. All right, 16 before the top of the hour. Fred and Wang, you are next on deck to go to tell me what's on your mind. I also have a clip from Carson Wentz at the prayer dinner last night in Washington, D.C. So Carson Wentz, NDSU, Philadelphia Eagles. Now Super Bowl ring fame goes from the Super Bowl parade in Philadelphia, literally with a police escort to the airport, flies to Washington, D.C., gives an amazing address at the prayer dinner. We'll have an excerpt coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming February 2018 auctions include 300 acres of irrigated land in Ottertail County near Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, 160 acres of cropland in Polk County near Climax, Minnesota, 480 acres of crop and pasture land in Mercer County near Hazen and Stanton, North Dakota, 1,200 acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in Adams County near Regent, North Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Putlich of Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You can't have Frank Friday Olympic music without the Star Spangled Banner. Thank you very much. Yes, exactly right. And the Olympic theme made its way through the entire program today, ladies and gentlemen. Servant leadership. That's one of the themes Carson Wentz took. Literally from being on the stage of the Super Bowl parade within a miraculous amount of time, then down in Washington, D.C. last night, at the invite of Congressman Kevin Cramer. Long story, but Vice President Pence was supposed to speak. Vice President Pence had to go to the Olympics.
They needed a speaker. They came to Congressman Kramer. Do you think you could ever get Carson Wentz? And it happened. It happened last night. We'll have Congressman Kramer tell us a little bit more about it when he joins us on the next Talk Radio Town Hall. But this isn't the best audio, but listen close. It's a good 90 seconds of what Carson Wentz was talking about last night with about servant leadership at the prayer dinner.
Is he, quote, really?
You're going to have to play it there, Noel. I've got too many things going on in here, evidently. I guess I could play.
I'm going to talk a little bit about servant leadership. So anytime you want to learn something, naturally you go to Google. Naturally, when you go to Google, it takes you to Wikipedia. I know that goes against everything you've ever learned about Wikipedia, but I'm going to read what Wikipedia has had to say about servant leadership, because I think it was really spot on. I will leave this one. It says servant leadership is not about power or gain or being in charge or being at the top. A servant leader shares power, puts the needs of others first, and helps people develop and perform as highly as possible. Some powerful servant leaders that I kind of listed were Nelson Mandela, Gandhi, Mother Teresa, Martin Luther King Jr. They all did some amazing things, but they were out there to get praise and recognition. They just wanted to make the world a better place. Just wanted to make others around them better. I want to challenge you and ask you, I'm challenging myself at the same time, do you seek that praise? Do you seek credit? Do you want to be at the top or to get that recognition for your position of leadership? In Colossians 1:10, the Bible says, am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I'm still trying to please people, I'm not being a servant of Christ.
Carson Wentz. Sorry, that's not the best audio. That actually is not televised. You can't watch it. That was one of the North Dakota delegation that was in the very front, able to pick up a little bit of that. But I'm just so proud is the word I want to use. Just so proud of North Dakota to produce someone of the stock of Carson Wentz, to see what he's done in this ride, and it's just absolutely amazing, absolutely amazing. And he just seems to take it. He told Kevin actually that. When this opportunity came up, and this is before the Super Bowl, so you don't even know if they're going to be in the Super Bowl or any of that. He said, gosh, this is the first door that's opened since my injury, and I'm just going to boldly walk through it. I don't think he was super comfortable about going and giving a speech and an address to 2,500 people in Washington, D.C. from all around the world for a prayer breakfast, but he did it. He was obedient, walked through the door, servant leader. Pretty cool. Fred and Wing, thanks for waiting. You're next, and what's on your mind?
Well, I guess we're all driven by obedience, and that is probably the one thing that we, there's various different ways that everybody does things, but obedience is the first thing a person should do, especially obedience to the Lord. And today I feel like I need to bring up a topic, Scott, about another great man. Maybe not as famous as Carson Wentz, but he died out in the snowbank here. It's been over a year already. And his name is Lavoy Finicum, and he got gunned down in the back by some FBI agents. And it's kind of scary when you think that the man who gave that order was probably Andrew Comey. And who was giving Comey the orders to pull him over and to use that brutal force on the Lavoy Finicum? And he's laying dead in the snowbank. He doesn't get to work with his cattle this winter. It's a bad deal. But, Comey's no longer in office, but still some of the things that he did, was after him.
Fair point. I guess I never connected the dots to Comey, and I don't know how far up, obviously, an order like that would come down for, but I tell you, there's many, many pieces of that whole story that still haven't seen the light of day. And, you notice how, I think about this, we don't have much time to explore this, but I promise we'll dig into this more, especially, the story you're talking about. think of the presidential, you know, just the go back to the, you know, prior to the election, Hillary versus Trump and all the everything going on. And what we had no idea was behind the scenes, levers of government were being used against Donald Trump, a U.S. citizen, a presidential candidate. I mean, the swamp was throwing everything, and nobody knew it, okay? And if Hillary Clinton wins, maybe we never know it. Well, what else don't we know? Well, this has been unearthed, and we have many, many more pieces of this story to come. That's been, what else is there? What about the Finicum story, that whole thing? So I just think, you know, transparency, sunshine, great disinfectant, get it all out there. Cleanse this. We need an absolute cleansing. Great point, Fred. I'm glad you brought it up. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but guess what? We get to do it all over. We'll be at the Main Street North Dakota Summit Monday and Tuesday, Bismarck Event Center. Hope you will be too.
We've got Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too right now because the deals are incredible. Vince is with me to tell me why. 60 months, no interest financing, cash discounts right now on your showroom models. What's going on?
We're excited to get our 2018 inventory in on the showroom floor where we lock it down for 6 months. So right now we have a lot of 2017 inventory remaining, and we'd like to find a home for it. And in doing so, you can save some money.
Big money, folks. Come on in right now. Use the promo code ACE with your Hot Spring Spa staff member, you'll get an additional savings of up to $1,900. Remember that promo code ACE. Saunas, hot tubs, game tables, pool tables, they've got it all, and pools and more right here. Plus, every day made better. What's that mean?
Well, that means every time you sit in hot water, you're better. You're better physically, you're better mentally, you're better relationally. Just know that you are better because of 101 degree water and what it does for the circulatory system and the body in general, and that's why we say every day made better.
They're in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake too, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Remember the promo code ACE.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, grain-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.